Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, President Fry, members of the board, and members of the King community. My name is Gloria Ramos-Riggs, and I'm here as a concerned citizen, resident of New Jersey, an advocate of King University and its students. I'm a retired administrator from Hunter College of the City University of New York, where I served for 25 years as executive assistant to the Dean of the Schools of Nursing and the Health Professions. So I'm very familiar with the complexity and demands of large academic public institutions. My knowledge of King University over the last 20 plus years comes from my attendance at some of your very excellent cultural and student programs, and my relationships with some of your professional staff in the Spanish-speaking program, which, by the way, is one of the gems at King. In particular, I have known Ms. Miriam Quinones, who has been one of the professional staff in this program for 23 years. During this period of time, she has advised and guided hundreds of limited English-speaking students who would not have otherwise completed their studies and graduated. She and others I have come to know over the years are extremely valuable assets to the university. They are passionate in their commitment to excellence and to the students they serve. Through my interactions with them, I have been impressed with the wealth of opportunities provided to students to learn, to grow, and to develop a sense of commitment to the communities they will eventually serve and to society in general. Indeed, I read your mission statement that supports this worthy goal, which states as follows. King offers a wide range of demanding programs dedicated to excellence in instruction and academic support services necessary to assure socially, linguistically, and culturally diverse students the means to reach their full potential, including students from academically disadvantaged backgrounds, students with special needs, and adults returning to or entering higher education. King is steadfast in its dedication to maintaining a student-centered educational environment in which diversity can flourish and an atmosphere which mutual respect characterizes relations among the members of a pluralistic community. The university seeks to combine excellence with equity in providing opportunities for all students. I also read, Dr. Farahi, your address to the 2009-2010 academic year, which you state, King University stands well positioned to remain true to its mission and continue on its march toward becoming a world-class university. The new King University is supported by many of the men and women here today who give their time, talent, and resources to make sure our students have an opportunity to pursue the American dream. I urge you to reconsider the layoff of the 12 professional staff that are so essential to King University. Thank you.